think I fall, I go to the Lord.
El hombre de toda la tierra, el Psalm 34.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. I will bless the Lord at all times.
Amen. Amen. And praise shall continually be in my mouth.
Amen.
Praise you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in thee, Lord. The humble shall hear thereof be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in thee, for the humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together.
Amen. Sing aloud and praise
him. Amen. He's worthy to be praised.
Amen.
Jesus Christ.
Praise your Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Praise
your
Lord.
Praise your
Lord. Let's
sing. Amen.
Sing aloud and praise it to the Lord above. Now he is dwelling in Jerusalem. Tell among us all his doing great and small. In from the heavens, yea, he walks with men. Oh, the salvation out of Zion come. He brought us back from our captivity. Now we rejoice and are exceeding glad. In the holy city, with his only dwell, oh Lord, our Lord, how excellent thy name. In the throne upon the praises of his fame, all his reminding Zion does remain. Lift up your heart, ye body of the Lord. He is our portion, we are satisfied. Oh, what a goodly heritage that we have. Oh, what a goodly heritage that we. Look, our tabernacle now is with the saints. Emmanuel, God with us, we proclaim. Everything is done so that his children come. Christ and the church, where God is and our love. Lift up your heads, ye children of the King. Open your gates and let the King come in.
Psalm 25. Second verse is a chorus, and you don't know it. We keep coming back to the second verse.
Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. Enemies triumph over me.
Show me thy way.
Thy way.
be unchained, let my enemies triumph over me.
Think of that. at verse 3. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusted in thee.
Amen.
I tell you what, you know, it says of the wicked, all their thoughts are not strong. And I tell you, of the righteous are every thought to be of him. And said, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. And the condition for perfect peace, brother.
Amen.
And it's that the condition is your mind is stayed on thee. But notice the next part of that verse. Because he trusted in thee.
Amen.
Because he trusted in thee. Now, looking at that verse, I thought, perfect peace, your mind stayed on thee. But then it says, because he trusted in thee. You know what the key of peace is? Faith.
Amen.
The key of peace is faith. You know, the Bible says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God. That's the first peace a sinner gets. And peace with God. He's an enemy of God. And he gets peace with God when he gets justified.
Amen.
He gets declared by God righteous. How? By faith. By faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. But then the Bible also tells us we have the peace of God. And that's when we put everything in God's hands. And go to him in prayer and leave it there with God. Because he trusts in God. He trusts in him. And that's the key of peace. It's faith. You know why we have worries and anxieties and we're full of care and so on? Because we're not really trusting.
Amen.
And when you really trust with him and leave it with him and know that he'll bring out the results exactly when they should be brought out in the right way, well, then, brethren, because your mind will be stayed on
him. Amen.
And then notice, trust ye, verse 4, trust ye in the Lord forever. Why should I trust in the Lord forever? Notice that because what? Look at the next part of verse 4. See, we're in the Lord Jehovah.
Amen.
Should we trust? We should trust in the Lord. How long should we trust in the Lord? Forever.
Amen.
And why should we trust in the Lord? Because in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Good.
I got something to kind of go along with that. Colossians 3:15. You know, it says in Hebrews 11:1, it says faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You know, there's a lot of things that we can't see, but by the word of God, we know it.
Amen.
It says in Colossians 3:15-16, and let the peace of God rule in your heart, to the which also ye are called, ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful.
Amen.
That the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord.
Amen.
That teaches it in the Bible that we should get together like this.
Amen.
So,
amen.
We should lift up Jesus Christ, not lifting up anything else, not our own righteousness, or any of our own works or our
Amen.
Own pride, but Christ, and lift
Amen.
Him up and lift up his word. It says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Well, I want to go over to another verse in Matthew 13:52. So we've got the word of God. This is the only hard text physical thing that we've got. And we can read it in the inspired word of God.
Amen.
And it's the only foundation that we've got.
Amen.
Any version of the Bible and I don't associate with none of the other versions of the Bible.
Amen.
This is the only one. This is the one I stand on.
Amen.
And it says in verse 52, it says, then said he unto them, therefore every scribe which is instructed unto the this verse 52. Every scribe which is instructed unto the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that is a householder, which bringeth forth out of his treasure things new and old.
Amen.
The first point I want to say is every scribe which is instructed. You know, we have a responsibility to learn this word.
Amen.
It's not a good idea to become a Christian and then just kind of forsake the word, because we're never going to grow, we're never going to get strong. We've got a responsibility to learn the word and to read it and to learn it and to put it in the heart and memorize it, because without the word of God, you know, if we don't have the word of God, what are we standing on? Things can come along and he can tempt us, and if we don't have the word of God, we can't do what Jesus did and rebuke him with the word.
Right?
We can't do that. We rebuke him of ourselves, but then he can defeat us. He's stronger than we are. We've got to use the word of Christ.
Okay.
It says in the second one, unto the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that is a householder. The second thing I want to point out is that as a householder, a man is a householder, or somebody is a householder, he takes care of his household. He takes care of it, and he makes sure that it doesn't go astray. He makes sure that everything is correct. And he takes care of it, and he's like a king. So like a king into his kingdom. And our responsibility is not only to hear the word and to learn it, but also to do it. Yeah, it's like a householder takes care of his house. He should take care of the word and do the word.
Amen.
And the third thing I wanted to point out was bringing forth out of the treasures things new and old.
Amen.
You know, that's one thing I get so blessed out of this church. The open meetings, everybody gets a chance to get up and share a little bit.
Amen.
Everybody might not be perfect, and people like me might blubber along a little bit, but it says bringing forth out of his treasures things new and old.
Amen.
You know, that's one of our responsibilities too, is that we search the Word of God and we find blessings in it, and to share it. And to share it with our brothers.
Amen.
We're teaching and admonishing one another, and not just keeping it to ourselves and not keeping our fellowship to ourselves. And as we come together on this time of Thanksgiving, I just want to thank the Lord for the past year, for all He's done for me in a lot of ways.
Amen.
I can sit here and make a list of all the blessings and all the thanksgivings I got to be thankful for.
Amen.
I put y'all to sleep by the time I get done with that list. But I guess the main thing that I'm thankful for this year is that Christ has shown Himself to me in a way that I've never seen before. And I've been able to lift up Christ and take my mind off pride. And a lot of things in this past year I could say that I've done, but it's nothing but the world, and it's nothing but vanity. But a lot of things so I can just praise Him and bless Him because Christ is in the center.
Amen.
His name is lifted up.
Amen.
And I just thank
you. Praise. Amen.
Thank you. I just
want to
praise the Lord. The Bible says it's always praise. If we give praise to the Lord before us,
amen.
He is against the enemy from the very
beginning. That's right.
The refrigerator went out, the organ went out, the tape recorder went out, about half of us here are fighting off bad cold. I mean, we're really sick. We really have a hard time. Satan doesn't want us to come together.
That's right.
To be together to glorify Him.
That's right.
Absolutely is against it. And over in Leviticus 22, I'm going verse 29. It says, and when ye will offer the sacrifice of thanksgiving unto the Lord, offer it at your own hands.
We don't
come here and talk about the pastor.
That's right.
Amen. I come here to talk about an offer.
Amen.
And I want to do it in my own will.
Amen.
And over in Leviticus 7. Verse 12. There's a lot in the Bible about sacrifice. If you haven't ever studied that, you need to stop it. Beautiful thought. Verse 12. If you offer it for thanksgiving, then you shall offer with the sacrifice of thanksgiving unleavened cakes mingled with oil, and unleavened wafers anointed with oil, the cakes mingled with oil, fine flour, fried. Besides the cakes, you shall offer for his offering leavened bread and the sacrifice of thanksgiving unleavened cakes. That's just an introduction to it. But the thought that I had there is, you know, we come and offer the sacrifice of thanksgiving. We don't know.
Amen.
It's such a blessing to fellowship together and have the Lord meet with us. Then I've got two more verses. One in Psalm 107. And a couple in Psalm 107. Verse 21. It says, all that men would praise the Lord.
Amen.
For His wonderful works. Let them sacrifice of the thanksgiving and declare His work with joy.
Amen.
Verse 31. All that men would praise the Lord for His wonderful works to children.
Amen.
Let them exalt Him also in the congregation of
the Amen.
And praise Him in the assembly of the elders.
Amen.
I think it's a prime meeting
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Thank you. Blessed be the Lord.
Amen.
Over in Psalm 116. Verses 17 and 18. When I first read that, it really hit me one day. Sister Dan prayed not to walk.
That's right.
And you know.
That's true. Glory! That's right.
If we're there in church,
that's right. We're
going to praise the Lord.
Woo! Praise you, Lord.
And it says, neither any that go down in silence. You know, we just sit down silently. You can not pray to Lord. You can talk all you want to that silent adoration. Don't praise the
Lord. That's right.
Amen.
Amen. But we will
bless
the Lord
for this time
forth and
forever.
Amen.
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 Praise
the Lord. Praise
Jesus.
Thank you.
Amen.
Now, burning on the
presentation
of the Lord, I think we're going to have
Amen.
There's a lot of people out there wanting to giving a week. They're not really aware of the blessings. But I found one this morning that I'd like to share with you. Okay, Psalm 69:30. I will praise the name of God in the song.
Amen.
I will magnify Him with thanks.
Thank you, Lord.
And I mean, like I said, there's a lot of people out there that need to get up. Normally, don't thank Thanksgiving, or don't really know the meaning of Thanksgiving. Just get up. Give it a thought. Really, there's a lot of things that we should be grateful for. The one thing we got out of this.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Another thing is that this is very good. Something goes wrong. You praise the Lord. Thank you for the
blessing.
Amen. Amen. This morning I'm talking about
Chapter 15, verse 3.
It says, for I delivered unto you, first of all, that which I also gave you, how that Christ died for our sins
according to the Scriptures,
that he was buried, and that he arose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and that he was seen unto Cephas, then of the 12, after that he was seen of above 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remained unto the present, and some are fallen asleep. I will have many witnesses. Yet you get two people, somehow with something like that they call them new man tomorrow. They're not tomorrow. Anyway. But, you know, they'll believe that. They'll believe something stupid like that. I know, I used to be one. New man, huh? But here is something at home.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. I don't doubt what it says.
Amen.
I don't doubt what I've read. Follow this book up. Praise the Lord for Wisconsin. Praise the Lord for having a peace of God like Bill or
Amen.
It's a devotional that just does me. I'm not really talented. I haven't really enough. I'm hoping again. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
First John chapter 1, beginning in verse 1. He says, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled, of the word of life. For the life was manifest, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life, which was with the Father, and was manifested unto us. That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with the Father, and is with the Son, Jesus Christ. And these things write unto you, that your joy may be full.
Amen.
Notice the reason that John wrote. He wrote these things that your joy may be full.
Amen.
What he wanted to do, he wanted to make it so all those he wrote out to, all those he came in communication with, they would come in fellowship with him.
Amen.
And who was their fellowship with? It was none other than the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
My friends, that's what we're here for. We're to gather around and remember the Lord Jesus and our fellowship with him.
Amen.
Old Billy was talking about the oneness. And my friends, if we have fellowship with one another and our fellowship is in Jesus Christ, we have fellowship.
Amen.
One with another. True fellowship. Notice what he says here. That was just from the beginning. What was from the beginning? God was from the beginning. God was from the beginning. Which we have heard. Oh, yeah, I know in the Bible there were some people that never heard all the days of their life. They were born deaf. They never heard the water flowing. They never heard the raindrops are falling. They never heard lightning crack or thunder roar. They never heard the sweet songs of the birds. They never heard the wind blowing through the trees. They never heard glasses break. They never heard any sounds all the days of life. But one day, the one that was from the beginning came out of them and touched their ears, and they heard the sweet song of salvation.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord. Which we have heard. Which we have seen with our eyes. And again, I know some that were born in darkness. They've never seen the rainbow. They've never seen the green trees. They've never seen the beautiful mountains. They've never seen the blue sky. They've never seen the white clouds. They've never seen anything. But one day, that which was in the beginning came to them and put a little clay on their eyes or spoke the word, and immediately you know they saw? They saw the Son of Life.
Amen.
The Lord Jesus Christ.
Praise the Lord.
Which we have looked upon. Our hands and hands, oh my friends. He is the one. Who is it? The Word of God. Who's he talking about? John chapter 1 says the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. It's not other than the only begotten of the Father, the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Notice something else. The life was manifested. We have seen it and bear witness and show unto you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifest unto us. He says we bear witness. On the way over here, you guys know we're listening to the radio and I was preaching out there, and he said, you know, I don't remember that sermon made the point. He said, you know, in a court of law, a man is guilty of something. You know what they do? They bring witnesses in. And they bring the first witness in, they say, well, what did you see? He said, well, I saw this man do such and such. And then they bring a second witness in. They said, what do you see? So I saw that man do such and such. I saw the same thing the first fellow did. And they bring another witness in. And they go on, they bring all these witnesses in. And you know what happens at the end? Although the judge himself never was there to see it yet, the crime committed. Although the jury, they were not there. But they took the testimony of the witnesses and they declared the man to be guilty on the testimony of one or two witnesses. Even my friends are the testimony of both my brothers.
Amen.
And declare that Jesus Christ is alive and well. And I wrote down some of them in. Let's get the first one in here. Peter, would you take the stand? What would you say, Peter, of the Lord Jesus Christ? He says, well, you know, I dwelt with him all for 3 years of my life. He told me that he was going to make me a fisher of men, and I dwelt with him, and I thought sure that this was the Christ, and I testified so. And you know, they took him up to the cross of Calvary, and they nailed him there, and they crucified him, and they put him in the grave. I thought, this is it. I thought maybe my whole life was ruined here. And I went off and went fishing. But one day, some ladies came to me and said, he's alive. He's not in the grave. And me and John, we ran down to the sepulcher, and we looked in. He wasn't there. And I went down there and fiddled the clothes, and he was gone. Amen. He was alive. Let me tell you something else. We were out fishing one day. And oh, it was, I don't know what happened, but we were out there fishing. One day I heard John told me, he said, look, it's the Lord. And immediately I dove in and I swam. And sure enough, it was the Lord. I testified to this boy. He's alive.
Amen.
John, will you take the stand? Yes, sir, I'll take the stand. John, what do you have to say? Oh, I confirm what Peter said. We ran to the sepulchre and I looked in and I believed. I tell you what, I saw him another time. I saw him and his eyes were like fire. And oh, I saw the glory of heaven. I testified this morning. He's alive.
Amen.
How about another one? Stephen, will you take the stand?
Amen.
Yes, sir, I'll take the stand. What do you have to say about this one called the Christ? What do you have to say about this one named Jesus? What do you have to say, Jesus? Say about it, Stephen. I don't know, but I looked into heaven and I saw God. I saw Jesus standing on the right hand of the Father. I say he's alive. Amen, Stephen. In fact, who else will take the stand? Paul! Saul of Tarsus, will you take this stand? Yes, sir, Saul, what is your testimony? Oh, you know my testimony. We can call the elders in here. I persecuted this way unto death. I bound both men and women and cast them in a prison. But you know, one day, I got me a letter to go to Damascus. He kept me some more. I got me a letter from the elders to go and persecute this way unto death. But on the road to Damascus, one day I met him.
Hey,
he was the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
I testify this morning. He's alive.
Hey, amen.
Oh, my friend, there's three already. Anybody else? Thomas, would you take this stand? Thomas, you're one that investigates everything. You're the one that has to see it for yourself. Thomas, what do you have to say about the Lord Jesus? Oh, yeah. I was a doubter once.
Amen.
You know, the Lord Jesus, they buried him, crucified him, and you know, they had a meeting, and I wasn't there, and he hadn't been to me.
Amen.
And I came in, and they told me, no, sir. I'll not believe unless I see it. I'll not believe unless I put my hand to a sign. I'll not believe unless I see a nail put in his hands and feet. I'll not believe. Well, Thomas, do you still not believe?
No, sir.
Thomas, what is it that changed your mind? He said, one day I went to meet.
Amen.
One day I decided not to backslide any longer. One day I decided to go down to where the meeting was. And sure enough, you know who appeared there? Jesus appeared there. I fell to my sins and knees and said, my Lord and my God.
Amen.
Thomas, do you testify that Jesus is God?
Yes, sir.
I testify. Thank you, Thomas. You may step down.
Amen.
Amen.
Who else will come? Lazarus, you come and take the stand.
Amen.
Yes, sir, I'll come and take the stand. What do you have to say, Lazarus? Well, one day the old fever got the rages. They got up to 107, and I kicked the bucket. They took me down and put me in the old grave. They wrapped me up, and for 4 days I laid there with the stinking bones around me. But one day, I heard my voice calling outside. He said, Lazarus, come forth. And I got up and come hollering out. I testified that Jesus is the resurrection.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah. Thank you. Amen. Blind man, Mr. I don't remember his name as I mentioned, but would you please take the stand?
Yes, sir, I'll take the stand.
What do you have to say?
He said,
are you verifying that you was blind all the days of your life?
Yes, sir, I was blind all the days of my life.
Are you sure?
Yes, sir, I'm sure I was blind. I could not see.
What do you have to say, Mr. Blind Man? I have to say this. I don't know whether he's a prophet. I don't know about that. But one thing I know I was blind, but now I see.
Amen.
And it's one called Jesus that did
it. Amen. Amen.
Oh,
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
How about the left? Mr. Leper, would you take the stand? I'm sorry, I don't know all the names. Mr. Leper, would you take the stand? Yes, sir, I'll take the stand. What do you have to say about yourself? So when I was diseased with leprosy, and I had to stay without,
I had to walk around and say, I'm clean. Oh, I was separated from my family. I was separated from the city. I was separated from fellowship. And you know, there were 10 of us that walked in a pack together. And we went around saying, I'm clean. And oh, I thought my life was miserable. I thought there was no hope for me. But one day I heard about Jesus. I heard that he had power to heal. I heard that he had power to cleanse. And I came unto him. And he spoke the word. And immediately as we went to the temple to give our sacrifice, immediately I was cleansed. And oh, I just couldn't hold it. Then I had to run back and give him all my worship and adoration.
Amen.
You say there was you say there was 9 others with you. Where are they?
I don't know, but I testify.
Thank you, Mr. Leper. You can step down. Is there anybody else that will take this stand? Yes, I believe there is. There's a woman that had an issue of blood all her life. Would you please take this stand?
Amen.
She takes the stand and gives her own. Yes, I'll tell the truth. Would you tell us about your life?
Oh, I tried the doctors in the world.
Yeah. So they could help me.
Amen.
I invested all my living. I sold my house. I sold my boat. I sold my cottage on the farm. I sold everything. I even sold my wedding dress. I sold it all! It was a no thing. Tell me what happened.
Well, I heard about Jesus.
Amen.
I heard about this boy called Jesus. And I went down, and you know, I just thought within myself, I could just touch the hem of his garment.
Amen.
You know, what happened? Well, I jostled myself through the crowd, and I went up and touched the hem of my garment. And oh, to my relief, I was immediately cleansed.
Amen.
What did you shout?
Oh, I was so embarrassed. I was so embarrassed. He came and spoke to me.
Oh, I testify that Jesus is the Christ.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you. We appreciate your testimony. You may step down. Is there another that will come and testify?
Oh, yes. There was a thief on the cross.
Amen.
Amen.
Whoa. Your credentials are not very good, sir.
I mean, wow. We don't know about your credentials. What do you have to say? As I confess that I'm a thief. I confess that I got what I deserve. I confess that I should have been nailed to the cross. And I was, and I was rightly so. But you know, I was on the cross, and I was casting the same all the others were doing. I was casting about this one next to me, this one called the Christ, this one called Jesus, this one declared to be the Son of God. Oh, I cast my lot against him. But you know, I got to hear the word. It began to sing out of my heart. And I got to read about that man. And I can testify. I could find out that he had nothing wrong. I said, Lord, remember me. You know what?
Amen.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate your testimony. You may step down. Here's another that will take the stand. Yes, sir. I'll take the stand. I'll take the stand myself. And I want to say one day I was in the miry clay. One day I was on the road to hell. One day I was on the road to destruction. But one day somebody came to me and gave me the words of life.
Amen.
Told me about Jesus. And I went to the basement of my home in Michigan and got on my knees and called upon God. Yes, sir. I testify that Jesus is alive and
well. Amen.
Oh, my friend, we can bring in more. Now, my friend, we can go around the room tonight and call you to the stand, or this morning and call you to the stand. We'll find testimony.
Amen.
Yes, Jesus changed my life.
Amen.
Jesus changed my life.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, we made more witness. Made more witness. There was 500 of them. We look over in John, in chapter 20. Like I said, we can call some more. Old John wrote it down for us here. In John chapter 20, verse 30. He says, and many others, John, I'm sorry, John, we've got to recall you to the stand here. John, would you retake the stand and give us some more? Yes, sir. What do you have to say about Jesus? You wrote about him? He said, yes, sir. How much did you write? I said, well, I wrote a few books about him. I wrote a few books. Well, tell us about him. He says here, and many other signs truly did Jesus and the presence of his disciples, well, they're not written in this book. But these are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and believing that you... Luke, would you take the stand? Yes, sir, I'll take the stand. What do you have to say about this one called Jesus? He says, the former treatise that I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach, the day in which he was taken up after that he through the Holy Ghost had given commandments on the apostles whom he had chosen, whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible
proofs.
Amen. Speaking of them 40 days, and speaking of things pertaining to the kingdom of God. Thank you, Luke. We appreciate your testimony. Infallible proofs. I rest my case.
Amen.
Praise.
Praise you, Lord Jesus.
Professional witness.
Amen.
The lying and falling in this city and world for the last 13 years, I have been a professional witness. I report the fact that they happened and report and I testify thereof. Yeah, that's also
awesome. Amen.
Before I start, I have to pray that you guidance of the Holy Father.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hank, we're having a time.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Praise the Lord.
Just a few of them.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is attending, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits.
Right.
Who forgiveth all thy iniquities, who meaneth all that is needed. Who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowns thee with loving kindness and good mercy. Who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed unto me.
Amen.
I'd like to thank the Lord for today. Because I don't really have to be here. I don't really have to God say, well, you know, we have so much to be thankful for. God really did good. And I know I couldn't really say all that I could to what God did to me. So I know a little point for Thanksgiving. I want to read it to God.
Amen, man.
This is my Thanksgiving prayer to the Lord. So, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. Lord, I thank you for this day, and I thank you for this hour. Praise the Lord. I thank you for your saving grace and power.
Amen.
Lord, I won't be bound to the chains of sin, and in the prison of darkness I was cast within. I was guilty of all charges and had nothing to say. My deacons should have been my works of righteousness. It wasn't God's way. I stood before the judge, meek and small, and he replied to me, my dear child, the charges have been dropped. Jesus paid it all.
Amen.
I thank you for your love, and I thank you for your blood. Talking with you on Calvary, I now have a home reserved in heaven above.
Amen.
I thank you for your death and for giving me life. Now that I'm a child of the King, I'm walking in the light. Lord, I thank you for your mercy, and I thank you for your grace. Thank you for your dwelling presence in this sweet little place. Lord, I thank you for your holy and undefiled word in the KJV. It's the only source today that reveals my Savior and Lord's true identity.
Amen.
Lord, I thank you for the chastise, and I thank you for the peace. Thank you for being a burden bearer and giving sweet relief. Lord, I thank you that no matter how high I stand or how low I may fall, you're just a real way to hear my call.
Amen.
Lord, I thank you for this course, and I thank you for this race. But, oh, my Heavenly Father, I know it won't be finished until I see your glorious face. Lord, I thank you for answering prayer, for truly I know beyond a shadow of doubt that you listen and you care. Lord, if I trusted in myself, I surely miss the mark every time. That's why I have to trust and have faith in you, Savior Divine.
Amen.
Lord, how I know I'm blessed because you're giving me liberty, and Father, I admit, I may not be what I ought to be, but thank God, I'm not what I used to be.
Amen.
Jesus, you're all I need and love the most. Praise God for you, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Amen.
After this brother's testimony, I think it'd be real quick. You sing number 144.
Amen.
Let's not forget.
You know, we've had things old and new brought out today. You know, they're always such a blessing. I thank the Lord for the old things. You know, you go back to the old familiar verses, right? And some of those are just sugar sticks. Man, every time you touch them, they're sweet to your taste, you know. They're just such a blessing. And many of the verses that have been preached on and testified to, we've heard before. Oh, they're still sweet.
Amen.
There's still honey coming out of the rock. There's still blessings coming. And you know, each time they preached on, there's something that's a little bit new comes out of there too. And say, I never thought this exactly like that before. Isn't that a blessing?
Amen.
I'm thankful for the things old, and I'm thankful for the things new. I'm thankful today for you. I'm thankful for the Lord Jesus Christ most of all, and for what He's done in you, and what He's done with us. We just pray His blessed name. We have the opportunity, and that we're saved, we're born again. I know many more of you may have something to say. We've got a lot more meetings you can say then. So why don't we just thank the Lord and have several pray as you would and thank the Lord, and then I'll close and thank the Lord for the
day. Lord, I just thank you today, Lord. I just thank you, my dear God, and glory and honor and praise.
Amen.
You are worthy, Lord. Praise Lord Jesus.
Praise you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you.
Lord, I thank you this morning for coming.
Amen.
Lord, I thank you that long before you made the foundation of the earth, you made a provision for all of you.
Amen.
Lord, above all the things that you said, Lord, I thank you this morning for our coming.
Amen.
We thank you that you loved us when we were in love.
Amen.
We thank you this morning for giving yourself.
Yes.
The Lord Jesus.
Amen.
We thank you, Lord, that not only have you saved us, but Lord, that you're working with us continually.
Amen.
That you don't lose your patience with us. That you don't cancel this off. That, Lord, daily and continually, Lord, you're working with us. To bring forth, Lord, the fruit of salvation.
Amen.
And Lord, I have been made in the image of our Lord Jesus Christ. We pray, Lord, that you would be with you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Lord, that you would be pleased and honored and satisfied.
Yes.
By having come together. We ask in the loving name of Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, I thank you for my soul.
Amen.
Lord, I thank you for my whole family.
Amen.
Amen.
Lord, I know I'm not what I'm supposed to be, but I want to be.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for your provision. Thank you, Lord, for all that you've given us.
Yes.
Lord, thank you for our homes to live in and food to eat and clothes to wear.
Amen.
Lord, we have food and raiment. We have abundance of it. We thank you, Lord, we're content with you.
Amen.
Lord, all we do is lift up your name and thank
Amen.
You. We consider it grace.
Amen.
Lord, again, we thank you.
Amen. Lord, we thank you, grace. Lord, we thank you, mercy, that you've given us. Lord, it's all been given for you. We adore your name, Lord. We lift our voice and praise. We give you glory and honor and power. And for God's word, praise Lord.
Amen. Lord, I thank you that we can come out of love and not duty this morning, Lord.
Amen.
Worship and praise and give you thanks, Lord.
Amen.
Father, I thank you for sending your son, Lord. Jesus, I thank you for dying for me.
Amen.
And I thank you because you were resurrected and now you sit at the right hand of the Father. And I thank you that you sent the Comforter to be alongside of us to help us.
Amen.
And we pray that we would be led along by the Spirit this day and everything we do and say. I pray that we'd be a rejoicing people and a people that give thanks and praise you, Lord, and do the things that that we should do, Lord, as a redeemed people.
I'm not going to be able to do that.
Thank you for the love. Praise you, Lord. Amen. Praise you, Lord Jesus.
Feed us and grow us on thy word.
Amen.
We're thankful for that. We're thankful, Father, that we could gather together this morning, each of us here. Lord, that we could remember you and that which you've done for us. We thank you for your blood and your body and the perfect sacrifice made in our place. We thank you, Lord, that you loved us so much that you were able to give yourself and wanted to give yourself for us. And then, Lord, that you loved us so much you saved us when we simply called upon you. We thank you, Lord, for the grace of God bestowed upon us, the tremendous mercy been brought to us. We thank you, Lord, for the physical provision. We live in a tremendously rich country, Father. We recognize it. Lord, we are thankful for all the opportunities that we have. We're thankful for the food that we've been able to bring in today and the feast that we're going to enjoy physically. Lord, we're thankful that we have this time of rejoicing in you. Oh, God, we just pray that your richest blessings might rest upon everyone here, this meeting, all the meetings to come. May your name be glorified. May the saints be strengthened and lifted up. And we pray, may the lost be saved.
Amen.
May the backslidden be reclaimed.
Amen.
May you have your way in every life that's here. We ask it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
We say one word.
The King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, the only wise God, the honor and glory forever and ever. Amen.
Couple of things. Anybody know who this nice pin belongs to? It has a watch, a digital watch on the top of it. Amen. Found the one. I've lost two good pins that way this week. Ladies, we don't have enough nursery workers, and I wish those of you that are young mothers, would you sign up one day, and maybe two or three of you sign up on a day, so that we'll have plenty of nursery workers throughout all the meetings. So you ladies think about that and take care of that. Any other announcements that need to be made now before? We're going to have dinner here in a few minutes. We're going to sing for a little while before we go to dinner.
Amen.
The ladies
aren't
like that.
Amen.
So we're going to sing for just a little while, then we're going to have dinner. Now, all welcome to study. All right. Lord bless you. Glad to have you with us.
You need to
7 o'clock tonight, 10:30 every morning, 7 o'clock every night.
I'll do something.
Now, any other announcements need to be made before we do anything? Why don't we call out some hymns then, and let's
21.
Just sing and rejoice.
21.
In the red book. 21 in the red book. Got to be fast around here.
Amen.
I said my name.
we all do exalt thee, thou King triumphant, and pray that thou still our defender wilt be. Let thy congregation escape tribulation, thy name be our praise, Lord, make us free.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
We praise thee, O God, for the Spirit of love, who has come to indwell us and be all our life. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
In the sea of God's forgetfulness, have joy.
time and supper.
Start with the first course, and the women with the second, the men with the third, and the women with the fourth.